The city of Seattle is set to penalize homeless service providers that failed to meet housing goals in the second quarter of this year. And that's concerning some service agencies. KUOW's Kate Walters reports.
The city competitively bid more than $30 million in service contracts last year. The contracts hold certain programs, like emergency shelters and transitional housing, to performance standards. If programs fall short, they could lose 3% of their funding per quarter. Daniel Malone is with the Downtown Emergency Services Centre, a homeless service agency. He says basically everyone's on board with a housing-focused system and with being held accountable for the use of public funds.
We are able to use shelter as a platform to get people into housing. We just can't do it at the level everybody would want to see because there's a massive bottleneck without enough housing resource for people.
Malone says a reduction in funds could lead to reduced services. City officials say they're closely monitoring results. Providers were given a pass on the performance standards in the first quarter of this year. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.